Chazara's Donna Zechanishma Sabachi Cheskel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda. Sechta Bracha Staf Yud Zayin. When Rabbi Yochanan was finished the Sefer of Iyav, he'd say, all creations are destined to move on and die. Lucky is the one who lived in Torah and who grew up with Torah. And lucky is the one who grew up with a Shem Tov and left the world with a Shem Tov. The Gemara now lists a number of famous sayings by certain Tanoim and Amoraim. Rabbi Meir would say that Hashem wants us to learn wholeheartedly, to try to understand Hashem's ways, to remain strong to the Torah, and with Yiras Shemayim, and with all that, Hashem will always be with us. The Rabbanon of Yavne would say, I'm similar to an Am Haaretz, we both work. He doesn't aspire to do my job, I don't aspire to do his job. But he's wrong, because even if he can't learn as much as me, he should try to learn as much as he could. The reward would be the same, because Echad Amarba, Echad Amamed, Uvat Shechavim Liba LeShemayim. Abaye would say, be clever with Yiras Shemayim to beat the Yetzirah. A soft answer calms anger. Try to increase peace with everybody, including the goyim, the market, so you should be beloved in Hashem and desired on this earth as well, and that all creatures want to accept you. Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai would always greet everyone, even the goyim. Rava would say the purpose of Torah is to do tshuva and ma'isim tovim, not to use it to rebel against anybody who's greater than you. And it almost be done lishma, and someone who doesn't learn lishma, it's better if he would have not been created into this world altogether. Rav would say how Olam Haba is so different than this world, no physical pleasures of eating, drinking, etc. There's no jealousy, no hatred, no fighting. Rather, the tzaddikim sit in Olam Haba with their crowns and enjoy the Ziv HaShchina. Rav also says that the promise that Hashem makes to women for their reward is greater than the promise that he makes to men. Rav explained to Rav Chia that the reward that women get is for bringing their children to yeshiva to learn, and for sending out their husbands out to learn even when it's far away, and then they have to wait until they come back. Gemara then quotes a number of different brachas that they would give from different yeshivas as they would depart from each other to go home. Gemara says the bracha they would give from when they left Rav Ami's yeshiva, maybe Rav Chanina's yeshiva, and then the bracha they had also a different bracha that would be given from Rav Chista or maybe from Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni's yeshiva. There's machalikas between Rav and Shmuel, or some say Rabbi Yechon and Rav Elazar, and how to darshan a pasuk. One says that the whole entire world is only fed or sustained because of the schus of the tzaddikim, where the tzaddikim are sustained through their own schus. The other one says that the whole world is, the first version of the machlokes is that the whole world is only sustained through the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas the tzaddikim are sustained through their own schusim. Whereas the other version of the machlokes of the drush of the pasuk is that the whole world is sustained through the zchus of the tzaddik, whereas the tzaddikim don't even get what they really need in this world, even though they have all the zchusim. This is like the memory of Yehuda Merab that says that every day a baskel comes out from Har Chayiv that says the whole world is sustained because of Chanina Bini, and Chanina Bini Zakta Ebishta is satisfied with just a kav of charuvim from Friday to Friday. The Mishnah said if a chassan wants to link Kriya Shema on the first night, he may, but Rav Shimon Gamliel said that not every chassan may do so. It would seem to be that the machalikah says that Rav Shimon Gamliel is chayshish that one not act haughty, and here he's assuming that he can have the proper kavana, and the rabbanon are not chayshish that, and that's why they allow any chassan to do so. However, we find a Mishnah where these views are reversed, where the rabbanon seem to be more concerned about that, regarding working on Tisha B'Av, and Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be less concerned about that. Rabbi Yochanan says, just flip the shittas to make them align. Rav Shisha Beri Deravidi says, regarding Kriya Shema, since everyone is reading, so if he also reads, he doesn't look like he has haughtiness. And that's why the Rabbanon allow it over here, although they are concerned for haughtiness elsewhere. For example, working on Tisha B'Av, if he doesn't work, he looks like he thinks he's better than everybody. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Shema is all about Kavana. If he lanes Kriya Shema, he's showing everyone that he feels he can have Kavana, even though other people can't. But with regard to not working, everyone thinks he just has a day off. He doesn't have any work to do. And therefore, that would not look like Gaiva. Hadnalach Perek Hayakayre. Perek Misha Mesoy. Mishnah says, if someone has a relative who is dead in front of him requiring burial, he's patur from Kriya Shema and Tfilah and Tfilin and all mitzvahs. With regard to the people who are carrying the coffin, and even those who will replace them and carry next, and those who will even carry in the following group of people to carry, with some being in front and some being behind, the ones who are in front of the coffin and are needed to carry the coffin are potter. Those who are behind the coffin, they're chayiv even if the coffin needs them. Both groups are potter from tefillah. And when we say chayiv, we mean in Kriya Shema. After the burial, if a person can say Shema before he reaches the shura where the avelim will be, then he should say Kriya Shema. If not, he should not. the people standing in the inner row to be Menachem Avol in the Shura are Potter from Shema, the people in the outer row are Chayev. Our Mishnah seems to say that an Oinen is Potter only when he's actually with the mace. However, Brisa says that an Oinen is Potter from Shema and all mitzvahs even when he's not with the mace. Rav Papa answers that the Brisa actually is talking about where the relative is actually with the mace, and therefore there's no stira. Rav Ashi says our Mishnah is not talking about where he is dafka with the mace. When the Mishnah says that the mace is lefanov, it just means that he has to be buried, but not that he's actually there with the mace at the time.